Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
CBG.
Morning, Tom. Give me some good news today.
Man, I really wish I could. We've got broken bolts and dryer cans, there are stuck studs in the pump housing, and to top it off, now they've broken a drill bit trying to get an alignment pin out. I think it's safe to say that the more we work, the farther we get behind.
So, Tom, are you doing this the old-fashioned way just for fun?
What do you mean?
Broken bolts, studs, drill bits, alignment pins, keys? CBG metal disintegration and stud removal can fix all those problems. CBG takes broken and stuck metal out of everything. Heck, they work on submarines, aircraft carriers, power plants, oil refineries, even a one-of-a-kind Ferrari engine, and have removed hundreds of dryer can bolts all over the U.S. I saw on CBGmaintenance.com they took out a 9/64-inch drill bit and removed 2.5-inch studs at a power plant.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Can you give me that website address again?
It's CBGmaintenance.com. Bookmark the site and give them a call today. CBGmaintenance.com.
This column was written by Jim Thompson, and I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim because he is on the road. The title of this column is a question. Are you management material? Here's what Jim has to say about that. Some, not all, young people in the industry often want to know what it takes to get into management. The answer is simple to state, a bit more difficult to execute. It is this: perform beyond expectations and become known for it. However, before we go further into this, and that's likely next week, let's discuss some matters that you can use to test yourself to determine if you have the disposition to be a manager. First, you must be absolutely legal, moral, and ethical in your dealings with your company and other people, whether your actions are known or unknown. Next, you have to start to develop an interest in the goings-on at your company from the company's point of view, not just your own. This means you must start thinking about the P&L, the profit and loss statement. I'm not saying you have to be an accountant, but you have to be cognizant of and leverage where you can those things that spin the invoice printer, that is, produce income, and slow the writing of checks, that is, reduce outflow. Expect to develop finesse in these areas as time goes on, for not all activities that spin the invoice printer are good for the long run, nor are all things that slow the writing of checks good for the long run.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Shoppers for food, sodas, and beer agree, light is good. Environmentally minded folks these days think that green is the way to go. And special light and green concerns are motivating papermakers to attend the 7th Annual Light Green Machine Institute Conference in Raleigh, North Carolina, October 16th through the 18th. The Institute's purpose is to provide a forum for freely presenting and discussing ideas for reducing the installed weight of paper machines by 50% for any grade by the year 2025. During the conference, industry professionals, academics, suppliers, and consultants will gather and huddle to discuss the latest trends and ideas for improving the efficiency of pulp and paper manufacturing. Be there! Get full details and program notes by going to tinyurl.com/LGMI2016. That's tinyurl.com/LGMI2016.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Example, if you could sell your paper machine, you would have created a big day for your company today, but what will it do tomorrow? Likewise, and you know this is one of my favorites, you can avoid spending money on maintenance today, but there will be hell to pay down the road. One of the greatest real-life examples of someone not ready for management occurred a few years ago at a company I was advising. An engineer who had generally operated as a one-person department expressed interest in going into management. The mill did not have a maintenance manager, and this person was given the assignment temporarily. He had not been in the position long when there was a shutdown day. Along about 11:30 in the morning, his maintenance crew was in the process of removing a press roll. It was about halfway out of the machine. He left them and left the campus to go to lunch. When he got back, I chewed him out even though he didn't work for me. His retort was, "You didn't expect me to skip lunch, did you?" Well, actually, at that point, yes, I did. In fact, that is the reason we have vending machines in the mill. After, not during the roll-changing operation, if the whole crew took a break, then he could too. He did not make permanent maintenance manager. In the military, at chow time, chow is served in order of lowest rank to highest rank. This is a good example for the work environment and does not apply only to meal time. I had the opportunity once to become the maintenance manager in a mill, a promotion from a staff position. Actually, I was given maintenance, technical, powerhouse, essentially everything that was not production. It was a great opportunity. A few weeks after I showed up, a new senior executive over the whole complex arrived. The place was a mess and having emergency breakdowns day and night. Many months later, this senior executive told me that when he took over a facility, he usually fired a direct reporter early on just to get everyone's attention. He had looked over all the resumes of his direct reporters, and having the least experience in my job, I was in his sights. However, after a couple of weeks, he realized that when there was a crash or something went bump in the night, I always called him from the scene of the disaster. In short order, he decided I was the only one of his direct reporters he could not do without. What did I say at the beginning of this column? Perform beyond expectations and become known for it. I did it without even trying, just because that's the way I think. Only you know if you can pass the test I have given you here. However, you can take our quiz this week for more enlightenment on this subject. Safety goes hand in hand with being a good manager. If you have a poor safety record, you will never get the chance at management. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.